Last week there was a grenade attack in the Nairobi suburb of Eastleigh, and reports say that three policemen were killed in the incident. Following that, there was a raid of the neighborhood of Eastleigh, where a number of refugees were rounded up. So refugees are currently quite terrified living in Eastleigh, and many have moved out of the area because they're scared of further roundups. The refugees who have been rounded up, many of them have been held for more than 24 hours without being arraigned. So there's a lot of concerns about their rights.
Who are these refugees? Do you know?
Many are Somali, some Ethiopians, some Eritreans as well, but predominantly Somali refugees.
And why is the police targeting only refugees?
I think they're an easy target. Many refugees are not really aware of what their rights are, and so they've been able to be harassed and exploited in that way. Many refugees, even if they have the legal documentation, they're still being rounded up indiscriminately.
Is this, in your, according to your understanding, a result of police overreach, or is it the government policy?
Earlier in the year, we put out a report that highlighted the concerns for refugees living in Nairobi. I mean, many people think of refugees living just in refugee camps, but we've seen that there are a growing number of refugees who have moved to urban settings, and that's the same in Kenya. There are, in the report that we put out earlier in the year, we found that there is a tremendous amount of discrimination, exploitation of refugees living in Nairobi. There's, you know, endemic corruption within the police, and so this is just part of that. The refugees, like I said, are easy targets. They often don't know their rights, and so they have been exploited in that way.
Kenya has a law, the Refugee Act, that was passed way back in 2006. Is there any way this law can help refugees?
The Kenyan government took a big step forward in protecting and supporting refugees with the Refugee Act in 2006. And this outlines refugee rights and measures to protect them. Unfortunately, the Act's effectiveness has been undermined by a lack of institutional capacity to implement it, as well as an absence of national policy needed to execute it. Many people within the civil service don't actually know what's in the Refugee Act, and so the implementation has been extremely weak.
So what do you think is the way forward? What are organizations like yours doing to help the refugees who are in jail or to prevent further arrests?
Our partner organization, Kituo cha Sheria, who just put out a press release with us on this situation, they have been supporting a number of the refugees who have been detained. They've also put a letter to the police commissioner to complain about the way the refugees are being treated. And so they're very actively pursuing opportunities for getting these refugees who are being held unconstitutionally released. I think it's important to remember that refugees have been forced out of their countries by violent conflict or persecution. They're not here by choice, and they're now suffering also here in Kenya as a result of these crackdowns. And it's just important that we do remember that these refugees are fleeing persecution themselves, and that's why they sought refuge here in Kenya.